Wednesday edition of the program called What's on Your Mind. Hello, folks. I'm Scott Hannon along with KFIRE's Todd Mitchell.
Hello.
And we're raring to go today. Hello, 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 Todd. 800-228-0550. We're going to give you, the listeners of the program, an opportunity to be judge and jury today. And Todd, you have a little experience in this regard, almost. Called for jury duty, and then you were a little too honest.
So I got thrown off, but yeah.
You can school us up a little bit on this situation. I don't know if folks remember the incident. Thanksgiving 2012, Little Falls, Minnesota, kind of mid-Minnesota. A home invasion, a break-in by two teenagers of a gentleman. The case is at trial right now, and some new facts are coming out. My opinion's actually changed on it, and I want the listeners to weigh in on this and find out whether or not I'm all wet or what. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Taxpayers are raising concerns in a couple of areas, and we want to get your take on two areas of taxpayer expense. One, a new jail that we're going to talk about that actually the voters will get a chance to weigh in on. And we're talking, of course, about the Burley-Morton County jail plan and June vote on that. So some folks meeting about that last night saying, too much money. So I want to take the tap of taxpayers on that. How are you going to vote on that? What do you think of the price tag on that? And the other taxpayer alert today is UND is a new diversity and inclusion VP. I think diversity and inclusion is a good thing. I don't know that you need an executive to.
I am in charge of diversity and inclusion. I'm just thinking. But anyway, it's your tax dollar, so you get to decide.
So those are a couple things caught our attention today. A flaring hearing yesterday. What is an unbelievable IRS story. The IRS awarding bonuses to 1,100 employees, like $1 million in bonuses to employees that owed back taxes. I'm thinking, put the bonuses against their back taxes, for crying out loud. Oh, my goodness. Because I don't think that would happen to you or I, Todd. I don't think they would be giving us money if we had back taxes. But the IRS continues to be quite the deal. We have two distinguished guests today. Wednesday's Talk Radio Town Hall Day. We're going to do it a little differently in that Senator John Hoeven will be here 9:30 to 10, and Congressman Kevin Cramer 10 to 10:30. Kevin's not able to be here for the full hour, some other obligations today, so we'll have a half hour of Senator Hoeven at 9:30, half hour of Congressman Cramer at 10, and always suggest you get your calls in plenty early for those guys if you have questions or comments about that. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550.
Well,
one more time.
Well, it's not like you call it, so.
Yeah, but I do say
like
it.
When somebody asks you your own number and you stumble for a moment, it's like, well, I don't call my own number. I don't know.
800-228-0550. And when you call, if you want to leave a message question, for instance, for Senator Hoeven or Congressman Cramer, you just press 1. Leave the message. We'll play it for them when they come. We always encourage that for our members of the congressional delegation in advance. You can do it anytime on any topic, but just allows us to better use the time because their time is short, and we want to maximize it and get to all your questions, get your questions answered. So 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also welcome your email questions, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or your Facebook posts as well. Quick shout out to Kat Perkins. I guess Shyla Schaefer just dialed enough and got the rest of us, motivated to dial enough that Kat made the cut. So it was fun chatting with her yesterday. Kat Perkins from The Voice. She'll be on next week. So she's working with the coaches, getting ready for a new song. So the Scranton, North Dakota native is alive to fight another day and advances on The Voice. I just wanted to give a shout out.
It's going to be kind of pressure time too, right? Because it's not like she's got tons of prep time here. I mean, you really got to slam dunk the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now here is a story we need the help of listeners on. And my opinion has changed on this story. We talked about it on the air at the time. It's in the neighborhood, right? It's Minnesota. 65-year-old man lives in rural Little Falls, Minnesota. I'll just give you the basics on the story and then tell you about some of the testimony coming out in court. Repeated break-ins. He's had break-in after break-in, stuff stolen out of his house, guns, money, coins, everything, right? Issues just would be they can't find people. He's totally frustrated and living in fear. Who wouldn't be? constantly dealing with this. Thanksgiving 2012, minding his own business in his house. He actually moved his car away from his house because he was worried about the car getting broken in, and that evidently led two teenagers in Little Falls who were, known and suspects in a couple of other burglaries. Youngsters, 17 and 18 years old, 17-year-old boy, Nick Brady, 18-year-old girl, Haley Kiefer. And they break into his house. He's in the basement, armed, and he hears the break-in. He hears the glass breaking. Now, he actually had a recording of this going, okay? So they played the recording in court yesterday. So glass breaks upstairs, footsteps up there, some time passes, and he's downstairs sitting in a chair, armed, going to stay right there. All right, the intruders come down the steps. First, the boy, this 17-year-old Nick Brady, walking down the steps. A boom shot when he sees the feet. Boy stumbles down, falls to the bottom of the stairs, and shot again by the homeowner. Okay. Then 11 minutes passes, and the girl, the other perpetrator, the other individual in the break-in, comes down the steps. And she is, same thing, shot as she's walking down. She then falls to the bottom of the step. He says, because this is all recorded, they played it, oh, sorry about that. She says, oh, my gosh, calls out, screams. He says, you're dying, B-I-T-C-H. A few seconds later, says it again, B-I-T-C-H. And evidently tried to shoot her. It did a gun jammed. And then so he took a rifle, puts it under her chin, and shoots her again. Now, neither of these two were armed. When I first heard this story, I said, look, this guy's been through pure hell. In another break-in, and he doesn't know what he's facing and chooses to shoot. We have more details to know now that, by the time he actually shot to kill, he knew they were not armed. He knew they were not armed. And therefore, he is now being charged with two counts of premeditated murder. Is that the appropriate charge here? I flipped on this. I said, look, you break into a home, you're going to suffer the consequences. But to me, the consequences, now that I know what I know about this case, should stop at having been shot. And, who knows what will happen after the first shot. But, okay, shot, they're no longer a threat. They're wounded. They're on the floor. Go over to the phone. Call 911. Get the authorities there. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm no longer a threat here. I mean, I understand he's understandably shaken by all this.
You get to defend your property, but you don't get to defend or destroy, rather, the other person coming in the door. Disable, maybe, not destroy.
And I get force needs to meet force, but at the point you realize they're not wounded, I don't know. Anyway, one other little wrinkle to the story, he throws them to another room and doesn't report this for like 24 hours. Called a neighbor like the next day and, starts asking questions about an attorney. Who should I get? The neighbor then calls authorities. They come. They find the bodies. He then says, yeah, no, I shot him, and here's why I shot him, and fesses up. They have the tape now and everything else. Question, is that murder? Is that premeditated murder? Is this guy going to jail for the rest of his life because of that? Or is that self-defense? What do you think? 800-228-0550. Am I wrong to change my opinion on this? Am I going soft? It just seems to me to be, and I empathize with this guy. I can't imagine having endured all these different break-ins and nobody solves it and living in fear and everything else. I understand why he'd be armed. I understand why he'd do what he did and waiting to see. I don't know what I'm facing here. I'm going to wait and see if they come down and I'm going to defend myself. I get all that. What do you think? Here's a call on this came in on.
Yeah, calling about the, kids that got killed when they were doing a little breaking and entry burglary. That homeowner may have gone a little too far, but the kids went way too far. They trespassed on somebody's property with intent. It's not a game. If those kids had been in their 40s or 50s and the results were the same, would you be as emotional about it? Think about it. The bad guy deserves to die.
All right. Got to define bad guy for me. Clearly, you know, they're going to suffer the consequences. Is that an offense worth dying for? They take that risk. I get that. But knowing the circumstances, I just don't know on this one. And I don't think differently because of their age, personally. But Ed Bismarck, what's your take on this?
I'd like to be on his jury because I sure as hell wouldn't convict him. That's stupid. They broke into his house. That's self-defense. What followed.
All right. The circumstances of shooting, knowing they're not armed, and then shooting a second time, you just say self-defense all the way. No crime on his part at all here.
His mind had to be so messed up from all the break-ins and all the threats and all the stuff that went on in his life.
That's a factor. That's certainly a factor. No question, Ed. Appreciate the call. More welcome here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Back by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour, July 14th through 18th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Shooting the people in this house, if I shoot somebody and I hear somebody upstairs, I don't know how many people are up there, and that person downstairs, if he's still alive, is a threat, and so the person coming downstairs, and if they say you're going to die, you don't know if somebody else is up there waiting to shoot you. So, you know, as an old man or an old person or anybody, you get, you know, every movie shows you getting killed by the person you didn't kill. So anyway, that's all I got.
Appreciate the call, 800-228-0550. Mike in Alexander. There's a great place in North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Mike.
Hey, guys. My opinion, the only mistake he made was he didn't take the kill shot right from the get-go. You know, if he had double-tapped him, just dropped him, then I don't think there would have been a problem. Or dropped him, got him down, and immediately went for the kill shot. but where he took the time to go and get a different weapon and shoot her after the fact, that they're gonna convict him. If you remember back to Claude Dallas, he did the same thing with those two game wardens. When he went with a separate rifle and did the kill shot on them, that's what got him convicted.
By the way, he defended it as saying it was a humane thing to do. You know, he didn't want him to suffer. I mean, it was like, well, you know, so he's admitting that. And at one point yesterday, they said the girl after the first shot laughed when his gun jammed, and then he went to get the other gun. I guess.
Like I said, you know, maybe he should have had a better weapon and just shot them both right from the get-go with the kill shot.
But in other words, you know they're not. You know, look, this is easy from the cheap seats. I get all this. I'm trying to put myself in this guy's shoes, having gone through what he's gone through. And it's really easy now to say, well, it's, you know, okay, they're wounded. Just call 911 and you're not in harm anymore. But, I mean, to me, the trip here is knowing they're not armed. After, you know, I get shooting them coming down the steps because you don't know what's coming. But they tumble down and they're not armed. They're no longer a threat to you. Why do you go to the next step and shoot them both a second time?
Because some people are literally on this planet wasting precious air. They are never going to be any good. The cops obviously weren't going to do anything about it. So I say we defend ourselves and take care of what needs taken care of, and these criminals start thinking twice before they go breaking into folks' place.
Yeah, I want criminals to think twice, but the idea of human beings wasting air is just not a place I can go. But I welcome your opinion. That's why we ask here, folks. All right, let's see here. Who's next on line four in Minot? Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, you come into my house, you're going to meet your maker. Doesn't matter how, when. I mean, if you're still breathing, you're done.
And whether you're armed or not, and that is, in your view, self-defense, not murder.
Not murder. You come into my house, you're done. Uninvited, you're done. And I agree with the caller before. Some of these people are brain dead. You need to pull the plug.
All right. Craig Fargo, give me your take.
Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello.
I'm here. You're here. We're here.
I wish everybody would take a concealed carry course, because you're going to learn a lot. One of the things you're going to learn is you get to defend yourself. But you're also going to learn, you pull that trigger, and you better go a good lawyer, and you better have tens of thousands of dollars, because that's what you're going to do. So this bravado about shooting after the guy's laying there incapacitated, you go ahead and do that, buddy. You're in for a world of hurt. You might get away with it, but it's going to cost you and your family a ton. And everybody's going to second-guess, did you have to do it? So the bottom line is, you can defend yourself and your property, but you can't walk over after the guy's laying there and put him out of his misery. And anybody that thinks different, go ahead and try it, buddy. Just have a good lawyer.
Craig, thanks. Mary Bismarck, go ahead, your take.
I can understand why he shot them. I think going over and finishing them off was a little bit much. I tend to agree that, you know, if you're walking in my door, I'm, you know, going to shoot you if my dog doesn't get you first. But beyond that, I think I don't know the man, but maybe he shot him because of all the previous break-ins. I mean, put the coup de grace on him so that they weren't going to bother him anymore. I could see the mental stress being there, and you're probably taking out all the vengeance from all the other supposed break-ins and things that he had. But what really makes it look bad is the fact that he waited 24 hours to call. Then once
there's some factors here. You know, waiting 24 hours and saying he put him out of their misery, and, you know, the second shot and you know, there's a crime here in my view. I mean, that's my take. There's a crime. I don't know if it's premeditated murder. That might be a little strong, but there's certainly a crime here. I'm amazed that some folks think there's absolutely no crime here. And you know, I'm certainly not defending these two for, you know, breaking in. I mean, you suffered the consequences without question, but did this go too far, I guess, was the question. Appreciate your take, Mary. Thanks. Kevin Moorhead, you?
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, No, I just think that I'm going back to your Ellen, you know, when you had Ellen Ratneron and her counterpart there. And I thought, excuse me for not remembering her name, but she said, well, I'm Second Amendment, but, you know, you need to go for the wound shot. Well, a couple of callers ago, he mentioned people should take the concealed carry permit. And we're not trained to shoot to wound. When you shoot someone, you put two in center mass, and that's it. Okay? So we're not, it's not logical to think that we're going to, you know, you and I are going to shoot someone to wound them. We're not that good a shot, number one. But when you went over the story, Scott, isn't it odd that this girl waited 11 minutes after her partner there was shot twice downstairs? 11 minutes goes by and she comes downstairs. That, to me, that's just mind boggling.
Yeah, it is. It is. Plus, she clearly heard the gunshot. You know, so I don't know. These two were suspected in other burglaries. And I believe also were looking for money or things they could sell to get drugs. So they might have been on drugs and not exactly thinking clearly. But
at that point, though, if you're the homeowner at that point, you've got to believe that the second person is armed. But there would no way be dumb enough to come downstairs.
Right. Yeah. And I think this guy's perfectly within his rights to fire the first time and defend us. I guess the question is the second time. Does that cross the line? And most folks here today think it isn't. That's the question. Irv in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Are you there, Irv? Lost Irv. Let's try Alex in Minot. Go ahead, Alex. You're up.
I wanted to call in about shooting the kids. I know you had somebody that said shooting the bad guy, you know, get rid of them right away, whatever. But somebody's got to give them a chance to grow up. I got in trouble when I was a kid. My wife got in trouble when she was a kid. We both grew up. We're adults now. We got kids of our own. I understand that you get to defend your home. The reason it becomes a crime is he shot them in defense and then executed them afterwards.
Well said, Alex, I think, too, on, you know, human beings are human being. And, you know, the idea that I can decide that you're taking up air, so boom, you're gone. That's a vigilante justice that isn't an America I recognize, to tell you the truth. So well said on the youngster part of this. Andrew Linton, you got 10 seconds to give us a headline on this before we go to the break. Your take, Andrew?
I guess I agree with most previous callers. I agree with you as well. There's definitely a crime here. He definitely had a right to shoot the first time, but no right to go over and...
Great take from all of you on this. More later. Stay tuned.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking. Just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour, Senator John Hoeven in a talk radio town hall today. Till the top of the hour, and then Congressman Kevin Cramer after 10. We're waiting for Senator Hoeven to call in, so we'll chat with Janelle in Burlington for her take on the topic we were throwing out earlier. Go ahead, Janelle. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. About the the man shooting the two teenagers. The thing that's going to put him away is waiting 24 hours, I believe. But as far as shooting the girl twice, if a person gets scared, you get scared upon belief, your adrenaline kicks in. And when that girl laughed at him after the first shot, I believe that's what happened. The anger and the adrenaline kicked in, and that's why he shot her twice. I think because of that, I think he's innocent, but because of the 24 hours, I don't know.
The defense they're using, he was just in fear. He didn't know what to do. That's what they've said so far. The defense hasn't presented their side yet, but opening statements, they talked about that. So they must agree with you that that's going to be a sticking point for him, because they went out of their way to explain why he took as long as he did there. Do you think there's a crime here, though? You think short of the 24-hour wait, though, there's no crime here? This was strictly self-defense?
No, I don't. I think it was self-defense.
Got it, Janelle. Thanks. Paul and Minot, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Interesting.
Good morning.
According to what you told us to start with on the setup for the thing, he moved his car. To me, this is entrapment. I think he set that thing up. He was waiting for somebody to come in. I think he was looking to catch somebody.
Never thought of that angle, but yeah, why is he in the basement with guns?
Exactly. Right. Not only that, but the thing is he moved his car so they thought nobody was home. And
he explains, he says why he moved his car was because he was worried about the car getting broken in, and they actually have an interview of him that they played as well with a transcript of, and he has like this light bulb moment in this interview to go, oh, they thought I wasn't home because I moved my car. Is that why they broke in? So, you know, I don't know if that's theatrics or the real deal, but that is something that they brought up there.
Well, I'm assuming they're charging him with premeditated just due to that fact.
Paul, appreciate the call. Paul and Minot, a lot of calls on this, and we'll return to it later. Time for the Talk Radio Town Hall, joined first here by Senator John Hoeven on the program today. Senator, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, good to be with you.
Certainly welcome calls, questions, and comments for Senator Hoeven here. You'll be here till shortly before the top of the hour to chat with us today. I want to start with the Keystone XL pipeline, because you have been battling on this, baby, back to your time as governor and certainly your entire time in the Senate as well. Good Friday. We get the late afternoon sort of typical White House thing when we want to put out some news we know is not going to go over well, that there is yet again a delay. Is this now the decision you need, you think, to get the actual legislation that the House has passed before the Senate, and maybe a vote on this thing to take it another route?
You know, I hope so. As you said, this is something I've been battling on for 6 years now. It goes to, you know, the very underpinnings of why our economy can't recover when you've got the administration, you know, providing the kind of regulatory burden where we can't even get needed basic infrastructure approved as part of, you know, the energy renaissance going on in this country. So, you know, I've got a bill in. I've got probably 55, 56 votes. We're working now to get over that 60-vote threshold and just approve this thing congressionally, because obviously the president's strategy is to defeat it through continuous delays.
Is it possible, do you believe, though, with Harry Reid as majority leader to get the vote? Is that the significance of the 60 votes?
Well, I've been able to get it before where I forced President Obama to make decisions, and, of course, he's turned it down. So I've been able to get that passed and attach it to legislation that he wouldn't veto, but then he found other ways to defeat it through the rerouting in Nebraska and so forth. It's a big problem. The majority leader is opposing the project, Harry Reid. He's opposing it. He's holding it up. And so the key is that I can get 60 senators to stand strong and say, we demand a vote. That's the only way I can force a vote, because if you're right, otherwise Reid will hold it up.
Now, a lot of folks believe this is about this Tom Steyer, that's pledged $100 million to support candidates that oppose it and defeat candidates, Democrats specifically, that are in favor of it. And so this punts it past the November election, and in other words, they don't want to tick off a key part of their base. Is that what's going on here? Do you think ultimately he's going to approve this? It's just a matter of when, or what's behind this?
Well, no, I think you've described what's going on, Scott. I think you're right about that. I mean, this is President Obama basically doing what an extreme special interest group wants rather than what the American people want. The American people overwhelmingly support this because, I mean, it's about energy security, it's about jobs, it's about not getting oil from the Middle East. So no question that's what, President Obama's doing as far as deferring this thing indefinitely past the election. But the part that I would, say that maybe you're not right about is the idea that he's ultimately going to approve this. I'm not convinced of that. I think he wants to defeat this through endless delays because of the special interest groups, and that he's now shown that he'll even delay it if somebody brings up litigation. Well, that can go on forever. And so I'm not convinced that he would ever approve it.
Let's talk about your energy jobs package. Obviously, North Dakota is a great model on, responsible energy development. In our case, a lot of private lands and the amount of jobs that happen as a result of it should be an easy sale to other folks to say, hey, let's use this as a way to help heal the economy here a little bit. How, first of all, what is the energy jobs package? And tell us, the possibilities of getting that enacted.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more support for it because it's about building needed infrastructure like the Keystone XL pipeline and other pipelines we need to move our product to market to do it safely. Look, as part of an energy plan for this country, which makes us energy independent, we need infrastructure. That means pipelines. That means adequate roads for, truck transportation. That means more capacity on rail. So we can't do it without needed infrastructure, and all of this creates good-paying jobs, economic growth, and more tax revenue without raising taxes from a growing economy. I mean, that's exactly what we've done in North Dakota. We absolutely can do it as a country with the right approach. The other thing, though, that's key here is we now are producing more and more natural gas. We need a market for that natural gas. So here's an opportunity for us to get a market for our natural gas, create more jobs, more economic activity in this country, and help our allies in places like Europe where they need to reduce their dependence on Russian natural gas. So again, this is about common sense stuff, but it goes back to what we do best in America, and that's our ingenuity, our creativity, our ability to invest capital and do business.
So our talk radio town hall today, Senator Hovind till the top of the hour, then Congressman Kramer the first half of next hour. Questions, comments, always welcome on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Here's Jack in Grand Forks for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Jack, with your question.
Good morning, fellows. Say, Senator, what were positions of Senator Dorgan and Conrad on the Keystone? What was their positions with that?
Well, Senator Dorgan was gone before it really was voted on in the Senate. But
do you know his position
Do you know
his position now?
I don't. I don't. I have not talked to Senator Dorgan. I don't know what his position on it is now. Senator Conrad supported it and voted in favor of my legislation.
Yeah, it's Senator Dorgan still a citizen of North Dakota, or?
I believe he lives in the D.C. area, but I really haven't talked about Keystone, so I don't know the answer to that one, Jack.
I would inject, Jack, that the current senator from North Dakota, the Senator Hovind's colleague, Senator Heitkamp, a Democrat, is in favor of this. So you've got a sitting Democratic senator for you. Is your point that these former senators could help influence President Obama on this? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, a little bit like that. We're conservative compared to the Democratic Party. I was hoping the senator would even ask Senator Heitkamp to make a move into the Republican Party here in North Dakota.
Good luck with that one, wow. Senator Hovind. Yeah, yeah.
We're playing on that one today, yeah, Senator.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Jack, where you'd have to talk to Senator Heitkamp.
Yeah, get back to us on that one, Jack, and how that goes over. Another call came in during the break. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number here, by the way. And here's a question from Tim.
Yeah, my name is Tim, and I have a question for Senator Hovind. Yeah. I want to know why U.S. congressmen and senators are supporting this right sector movement and right sector party in Ukraine that is known to be infiltrated with neo-Nazi criminals and Chechenian criminal elements, and I want to know why our senators are supporting this. Thank you.
Well, appreciate the question. Certainly, I would never, ever support anybody that, you know, as you described, I would never support that, and clearly I'm opposed to it. But what I do support is that countries have the right and the freedom to have their borders respected and to have their own elections, and I don't believe one country should invade another country and take their territory. And that's exactly what's happened with Russia and Ukraine.
Jim and Minot for Senator Hovind. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You there, Jim?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Instead of pushing for the Keystone Pipeline, why don't they get more refineries in North Dakota and just pump it across the border from Canada and refine it here? That would create jobs.
You know, right on. Great. You know, good for you. I mean, I think these are great thoughts. This is what we're about. I mean, we're about building this economy. We're about doing business. We're about building refineries. And that's why I get frustrated in D.C. because to me, you know, with the tax burden, the regulatory burden, with the spending, you know, with the big government approach of this administration, we're hurting the kind of economic activity that, you know, has always built this country and will build this country today. So you're right on. As a matter of fact, MDU with Calumet is building a refinery by Dickinson, just west of Dickinson there. Three affiliated tribes is looking at a refinery. So we are trying to do more of that. We should try to do more of that, try to expand the Mandan refinery. Right on, let's do as much of that as we can. But at the same time, we still got to move this product around the country to other markets and to other refineries as well. And so we need that infrastructure, the roads, the rail, and the pipelines to do it. All of this creates more jobs, more economic activity, more growth. We combine that with controlling our spending, and we reform our taxes. We keep the tax burden low, and that growing revenue gets at this debt and deficit, which we've got to reduce and get under control.
Appreciate the call, Jim. More with Senator Hovind after a short timeout. 800-228-0550 with your questions. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe.
USA. North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
By our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's Bakken oil fields, helping America fuel better. And if you want to fill up, starting to get a little hunger pings, well, stop by one of the PetroServe USA locations and have yourself the 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, all yours for $4. PetroServe USA. Okay, back to the phones here for Senator John Hoeven, who joins us for about 5 more minutes here on the program. So we're going to go through these calls as quick as we can. Rick and Bismarck, go ahead for Senator Hoeven. You're up.
Good morning, Senator Hoeven.
Morning, Rick.
Say, I was just wondering on the XL pipeline, can you actually guarantee us that this oil will stay in the United States and not go to China?
Yeah, I think a lot of it will, yeah, because look, we still import, just under 50% of our oil, so we gotta get it from somewhere. Right now we're getting it from places like the Middle East and Venezuela and countries like that, and we don't wanna do that. We wanna produce it here at home, and we wanna get it from our closest friend and ally, Canada. Now there's some products that we refine, like some of the heavy coking products and some of that that goes overseas, because we can't actually use them, in the country, but President Obama's own Department of Energy put out a report in 2011 showing that we need the oil here and that it would be used here.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate the call. Mark Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good, sir.
Quick question. A moment ago, Senator, you commented that the Ukrainians have the right to defend their borders. I'm just wondering when we will exhaust that right and defend our southern borders from illegal immigration.
Well, I agree with you 100%, and I've worked hard to try to do more to defend our borders, and we'll continue to do that. We absolutely have to not only have border security, but we've got to enforce workplace law and the entry-exit systems at our airports, and also enforce our visa law. One of the biggest things we have is an incredible number of people that overstay their visa, and we have to enforce that. So I agree with you very much, and am doing everything I can to make that happen.
Kerry and Keith for Senator Hoeven. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to talk about the Keystone Pipeline and why I haven't heard anything about Canada not letting us go to British Columbia with the Alaska Pipeline back in the 70s, I believe it was. There's no talk about that, but they want to come through our country. What's the scoop?
I guess I don't know the answer to that one. I didn't know that they had opposed. Now, they may have special interest groups in Canada and British Columbia that oppose it or something like that, but I honestly don't know the answer to that. Sorry?
The Alaska Pipeline stopped at Valdez, so now we have to ship everything by, barge or ship or whatever. Now, what about a pipeline through Canada for our needs?
Well, again, I have to tell you, I don't know the status of that, but I would be more than willing to talk to Canada about working with us on a Alaska pipeline or anything like that. And I mean, if your point is, if we're going to work with them on a pipeline, they ought to work with us, I wholeheartedly agree.
Vern Mandan for Senator Hoeven, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I have a couple of comments on the pipeline as well, and then I have a question for Senator Hoeven.
Quickly, please, Vern.
I am opposed to the pipeline. I know that we have heard that it's being held up by President Obama, but I want to point out that the pipeline was originally held up by the Republican Legislative Assembly in Nebraska that voted against that pipeline originally. We also now have many farmers and ranchers who are opposed because of rules and regulations to the pipeline. We have Native Americans in Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska that are opposed to that pipeline. And I'm wondering if Governor Hoeven have listened to the concerns of those people and what his comments are in regard to their concerns.
Well, I believe we worked really hard to accommodate their point of view, including rerouting the pipeline in Nebraska. Now the Legislative Assembly is on board in support of it, as are their elected officials. Other elected officials like their governor, and that's because we heard those concerns and addressed them. And if you look at the polling, 3-1, over 70% of the people in this country support it versus a very small minority that doesn't. So there really is overwhelming support out there. And look what's happening on rail. We've got to have pipelines if we're going to move this product safely. But to your bottom line point, I think we've worked very hard and should continue to work very hard, make sure TransCanada addresses the kind of concerns that you raised.
30 seconds left is all, Senator, but I do want to ask you about this equal pay vote. Big push by the President, Senate Democrats on that, that you opposed. Explain your position on this.
Well, I strongly support equal pay for everybody, regardless of gender or anything else, and we have laws on the books to ensure that, and we ought to enforce them, but we've got to be careful that we don't get to be a country of so many regulations that we just end up with lawsuit after lawsuit that hurts our economy, hurts our people to get good jobs and good pay. And there's too much of that going on right now. We've got to find ways to empower investment, grow our economy, and get more jobs for everybody and better pay for everybody from a growing economy.
Is this political pandering? Is that what they're doing here?
I think it really is an effort like you say, gain advantage for the next election. But again, let's get back to the things that grow our economy, encourage investment, and create more opportunity for everybody.
Makes sense. We're going to have you back because I want to talk about the EPA and the, I know you got a proposal out there to have them withdraw the regulations under Waters of the U.S. We were talking about that yesterday
Waters
with the Farm Bureau.
We got to talk about that. I'm working hard on that on behalf of our farmers. And yeah, we need to talk about that.
So we'll get you back as soon as possible on that, plus BNSF and the good work on the fertilizer and everything else. Thanks, Senator. Appreciate the time. Sorry, we're out of time. Kevin Cramer, coming up.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's ECC. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.